The year was all that day. The patient year had lived through the reproaches and misuses of its lenders, and faithfully performed its work. Spring, summer, autumn, winter, it had labored through the distant round, and now laid down its weary head to die. Shut out from hope, high impulse, active happiness, itself but active messenger of many joys to others, it made appeal in its decline to have its toiling days and patient hours remembered, and to die in peace. The streets were full of motion, and the shops were decked out gaily. The new year, like an infant heir to the whole world, was waited for with welcomes, presents, and rejoicings. There were books and toys for the new year, glittering trinkets for the new year, dresses for the new year, schemes of fortune for the new year, new inventions to beguile it. Its life was parceled out in almanacs and pocketbooks. The coming of its moons and stars and tides was known beforehand to the moment. All the working of its seasons in their days and nights were calculated with as much precision as Mr. Filer could work with sums in men and women. The new year, the new year, everywhere the new year. The old year was already looked upon as dead, and its effects were selling cheap, like some drunk mariners aboard ship. Its patterns were last year's, and going at a sacrifice before its breath was gone. Its treasures were mere dirt, besides the riches of its unborn successor.